This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the frauds going on in the name of digital arrests. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister stressed that the investigative agencies, along with the state governments, are working together to deal with such frauds. During his address, the Prime Minister shared a recorded conversation between a victim and a fraudster, illustrating how scammers pose as police, CBI or narcotics officers to create fear and extract personal information. The Prime Minister outlined three steps to digital security to safeguard against digital fraud, that is, stop, think, take action. World Animation Day is being celebrated tomorrow. During his address, the Prime Minister highlighted India's growing influence in the animation industry in the world. Mr. Modi called upon the citizens to strive to make India a global animation powerhouse. The Prime Minister exuded pride in the nation's youth for creating original Indian content that reflects the country's cultural heritage. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about the legacies of two great heroes, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda, announcing year-long celebrations for their 150th birth anniversaries. Mr. Modi extended warm wishes for the upcoming festivals including Dhanteras, Diwali, Chhath Puja and Guru Nanak Jayanti. He also encouraged everyone to embrace the vocal for local mantra by supporting Indian-made products this festive season. Prime Minister of Spain Pedro Sanchez is arriving on a three-day official visit to India tonight. He will be accompanied by his spouse Fiona Gomez. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that this will be his first visit to India. The visit of the Prime Minister of Spain is taking place after 18 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Sanchez have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks and will also jointly inaugurate the Tata Aircraft Complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara tomorrow. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today appealed to the people of West Bengal to change the government of the state in the 2026 Assembly election. He said if BJP wins the election, then illegal infiltration through Bangladesh border and corruption in the state will end. Attending a party program at Eastern Zonal Cultural Centre at Salt Lake City of Kolkata, Mr. Shah asked the leaders and workers of BJP to increase the membership of the party. The Nationalist Congress Party and Nationalist Congress Party Sharad Chandra Pawar have released their third list of candidates for Maharashtra Assembly elections scheduled for 20th November. Nationalist Congress Party, led by Ajit Pawar, has released the list of four candidates. State President Sunil Tatkare announced the names in a press conference in Mumbai. The candidates include Vijay Singh Pandit from Gevra in Bir, Kashinath Date from Parner in Ahilya Nagar, Sachin Patil from Fultan in Satara, and Dilip Bang from Nifad in Nashik. The party has so far announced 49 candidates. The NCP-SP list announced by party state chief Jayant Patil in Mumbai today includes 9 names. It has a mix of experienced and new faces. The party has so far declared a total of 76 candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded Karnataka Lok Sabha MP Tejaswi Surya for successfully completing the Iron Man challenge, calling it a commendable feat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that Mr. Surya's achievement will inspire many more youngsters to pursue fitness-related activities. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 347 at 8 p.m. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that the air quality is likely to be in the very poor category till Wednesday. At the Japan Para Badminton International 2024, India's star shuttler Sukant Kadam won a gold medal in men's singles and a silver medal in men's doubles alongside his partner Dinesh Rajaiya in Tokyo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.